This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Time now for the Balloon Party on the Tim McKernan Podcast. Presented by Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers on 101 ESPN.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Yeah, ladies, I'm not wearing a hat today. What happened to my skull? I don't know. Welcome to It's Balloon Party, 101 ESPN, driven by Munganess, St. Louis Acura, Munganess, Burkhardt, Alton, Toyota. My name is Timothy Michael McKernan, and standing across from me is Jackson Bennett Burkett, and he has produced a Wide Berth Wednesday?
Yeah.
That's what you've got today.
I do.
I bet you got a lot of topics today.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay, if you want to deep dive on something. I'll Venmo you.
No, I mean, a lot, you know. I have about six. A lot of it has to do with the Redbirds.
Here's the thing. My Venmo was flush with cash, sweet, sweet cash. And then former Morning Grind and Morning After producer, at Prod Joe, texted me as if he was Bud Fox doing a run for Gordon Gekko on Sunday afternoon to take the city total over of 1.5 goals. And I went to place the wager, and I saw it was minus 160. Not usually the numbers that I play with, to be candid with you. And I said, Producer Joe, even though you haven't been a producer for 11 years, I said, it's minus 160. That's aggressive for a South City meat and potatoes guy such as myself.
Meat, potatoes.
He said, I love the play. So then I got aggressive with the play. Then realized I had lost a decent amount of money. So now my, what do you call it, liquidity? Because I'm known as being liquid. Has been reduced because of City only winning 1-0.
That's right.
Sunday afternoon. Nonetheless, because I sense Jackson's not happy with his Wide Berth Wednesday.
No.
I will Venmo somebody $35 if you come up with a wonderful deep dive topic in the Air Comfort Service text line 314-399-9646 or the YouTube chat 101 ESPN. If you, Patriots have gathered.
If you want to do that, obviously you are free to do it. This is America. You
this can is America, do it. Jack. Cleo McDowell, 1988, coming to America.
Childish Gambino. You can do whatever you like. I will tell you that I have plenty. I got stuff. But if you want to, if you want to go deep dive in and if someone sends
something
in. Maybe
it'll be a good deep dive in there.
We can do both. I just
Doug Vaughn was telling some good Whitey Herzog stories on TMA today. Maybe that'll trigger me into 1980s Cardinal nostalgia. Powder blue jerseys. Polyester, not button down.
Yeah, that's the key, man. The pullover is so much the key on that. And no belt loops on the pants either. The elastic pants with that. It looked so good.
Well, maybe they'll bring that back.
Well, Fanatics First has to send them any powder blue uniform.
You know what? I need to issue another apology to you, and it's still your fault. But I came back from my wife's birthday gala trip with some friends, and your first question, I was probably still hopped up on sleeping pills and combination of narcotics, and came in here and just going, I'll do the show, and I'm going to bed, bah. And then your first question was like, how about these uniforms? Have you seen these? And I'm just like, I don't know. They do deals with these companies for money. And I didn't give the proper appreciation to the crime that has been committed with these uniforms in 2024. It's a crime. It's a crime. It's a crime.
It's so bad. I don't understand a world in which a provider of jerseys for a Major League Baseball team, a pro sports, one of the four American sports, cannot get them the uniforms. They are on backlog on the uniforms for 26, and I guess the coaches too. Like, maybe 50 people need uniforms in this powder blue, and they're like, no, sorry, maybe by mid-June you'll get them. What world are we living in?
Maybe it's not a world I want to live in,
stop
Peter.
The production for everything else and get that done. Who's paying you more than Major League Baseball? Maybe Fanatics, actually. That could be. They're probably
people. I think we might have answered the question. Either way, Deep Dives, 314-399-9646. Let me get in the YouTube chat and see what's doing in there. Oh, I see Brooke, and I see Dan, and I see Randy. Rocchio's not on camera. How about
that? Is that right?
Yeah. Look at that, and you get to be on camera.
Well, yeah, I'm, you know, look at me.
Nice. Real nice. All right. Anyway, there it is. YouTube chat's active as the day is long. Is it Dr. Gers?
Oh.
Bishing about sports, Dan Jansen, Preston S1, and Droid Effects, along with your guy John Scores, are in there talking it over. And of course, the Don Tiny PP YouTube chat. And try to figure out what's going on with my skull, because I can't. Jackson, what is our first question from today's Wide Berth Wednesday?
I was just looking at your skull.
I know. It's the left side is like on a, it's like on a, like a pitching wedge angle.
Yeah, it's kind of like.
But then it's like a driver angle on the right side. You see what I'm saying?
It's kind of reminiscent of the hill that was in the Minute Maid Park outfield.
No, Towels Hill. It drove me up the wall.
Yeah. If you just like put like a, like staple something to your head.
Yeah, like have my the little flagpole.
Still the craziest thing up there with the Fanatics jerseys. All right, let's, we're going to quickly recap last night's game.
I don't like that. Quickly recap's like, oh, we got to get it out of the way. And that tells the audience subconsciously, we're just going to get this out of the way. No, we're not. We're going to dive into this 3-2 game.
For sure. Absolutely. Lance Lynn throws 100-plus pitches in a quality start where, again, the bullpen gets a little rest. Another quality start. Matter of fact, Tim, the Cardinals are 4-1 on quality starts this season. 4-1. So the offense only scored on plays where an out was a result.
I did, yeah. How about that?
That's kind of the theme of the year. But hey, I'm not complaining. Win's a win. Do you think that there is something of the Cardinals getting through a tough portion of the season and now can try to feast on some of the lesser teams? This weekend will, of course, be the first divisional series of the season.
Boy, is that right?
I can't imagine.
Cardinals and Brewers, first divisional series of the season?
Now, obviously, the schedule has changed a little bit, so less divisional games, but I can't think of any other season where they waited this long to play a divisional series.
How about that?
We're 3 weeks into
fun
the season
for
now.
No one tell. So what is your question regarding the first divisional series of the season? They're wrapping it up this afternoon in Oakland. By the way, I have a fiduciary responsibility. I do. This is a no upside play. You know I'm against no upside plays, but maybe I'll make an exception today. And I gave you, hey, lay 3.5 strokes on Scottie Scheffler winning. I just logged into my account and see I owe my guy a lot of money. That's unfortunate. But the one season long bet I have going is the A's win total. And I got that at 58.5. Feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, they're what, 7-11 now?
Yeah. As bad as that is, it's pacing way ahead of 58.5 wins. And that was my reasoning. But anyway, let me see what the number is on the total.
8.
It is?
8.
A friend of the program, Jason Isringhausen, who may be listening. I don't know why I asked him something one time about the ballpark in Oakland. And he goes, yeah, it doesn't fly at night, but will fly during the day. And they're playing at 2:37 Central, so 12:30.
Off day tomorrow.
There's a part of me that believes some members of both teams might be interested in getting this thing done pretty quickly.
Yeah, Steven Matz is due for a real stinker.
So you're telling me not to tell the people that they have a fiduciary responsibility to fire the bankroll on the under of the Cardinals and A's game? You're telling me Steven Matz isn't going to shut down that lineup? Jose Canseco ain't wearing the green and gold anymore, Jackie Papers.
I don't know on this one. Matz has been good, but they're going to have him on a pitch count again. Bullpen's such a mixed bag. I don't feel strongly. I don't like to have the numbers sitting at 8, you know, because I could see that ended up being 8. Obviously, pushes are fine, but we're looking to make money. If it was 7.5 over all day, 8.5 under all day.
Really? Well, yeah. Then you won't feel too strongly. It sounds like you just think the number is 8.
And I think the number is 8, so I'm just...
Underpass, Jackson. That's from the 314. Bet the under 4.5 runs first 5.
Listen, you never...
Ooh, what about that?
What's the 4.5?
This guy's a sharp, the 618. Bet the under 4.5 runs first 5 from the 314. Fade Pittles.
Whatever.
That might be a t-shirt I'm going to wear.
I check my role.
How's your role?
solid right now.
Really? What are you hitting on, baby? What are you hitting on?
I got a bad deal. I'm curious where you're. I mean, this is dumb, but whatever.
That's fine. I talk about gambling losses openly.
So I have a bet in on the White Sox Royals. I placed it yesterday. Game got postponed.
Jeez, I feel like we need to have an intervention.
I got a tip.
You want to come in here and turn off the lights?
I was given a tip. I was given.
Oh, is that right?
I was given a tip. I was given. Hey, listen,
did Bobby Witt text you?
As good as producer Joe texting anybody about soccer bets.
I'm the ass pony who bet it.
So I got a tip.
Sure, Joe knows soccer. Let me bet a bunch of money for no reason on the over on City. Why is that, Joe? Austin gives up a lot of goals when we play him. Okay, what's the sample size? One?
Probably one or two.
God almighty, what am I doing with myself? What am I doing? Pull it together, boy. Pull it together, boy. Pull it together.
I was given a tip on this game.
You were, okay.
But the game was postponed last night.
I'm aware of that.
So now
Bobby Witt's a proud member of the Southside Seaman Fantasy Baseball Club, and I got him for two today. And I hope he starts both.
That's right.
Gotta check on that, see if he
does. Yeah, so doubleheader today. So I guess my bet then gets moved over to the first.
Oh, is that the way that it works?
I don't know. I kind of want to get out of it.
Bookies, call in and leave a mic drop.
I kind of want to get out of it now. Because now things are, I think both pitchers are still the same, but now I'm not as confident. I don't like this out of rhythm move here. But it still says pending. I'm a little nervous.
I understand. I respect that. I think you're a good kid.
It's also a really dumb bet. It's under a half of run in the first inning.
What is going on with you?
I was given a tip. This guy's red hot. What am I not going to ride?
Well, giving a tip makes it sound like you have inside word.
Oh, okay. He gave me a play.
So you're now supporting touts. You're that guy.
He's red hot.
God.
He guided me through the football season.
You're so wise for 26. Talk to a 47-year-old who just bet the over on the team total of City on Sunday afternoon and now has to take out a second mortgage because of it.
In non-football season, I gamble very, very rarely.
Unless the Royals and White Sox are getting together on the South Side.
This guy is hotter than a pistol. I just feel like...
Who is he?
He's a guy on Instagram.
Oh, God.
His numbers speak for himself.
You're like a 62-year-old coming off of his third divorce who just got chatted up by somebody with broken English.
Whatever. If it yields the result, who am I to complain?
Hey, my brother wants to come and work in the United States. That's how the message starts.
Well, I'm not having this guy as a co-signer or anything. He's just going to, help me.
He's an Instagram tout.
Sure.
This guy knew his stuff. He wouldn't be sharing it on Instagram.
You have to pay for it, though.
So you're paying for this?
$2 a month.
$2 a month.
Yeah, he does it for the people. Shut up, Bear Down.
Okay, so I got to go fire a bullet now on under of a half on the White Sox and Royals.
First inning.
I hope my guy Bobby Witt goes yard in the first inning. The wind's blowing out on the south side.
Do it in the third. Just wait a second, Bobby.
Why are we talking about the White Sox and Royals outside of your obvious gambling issues?
We were talking about the over-under in the Cardinals.
Oh, and the Cardinals and A's.
First five innings.
What stranger is pitching for the A's?
Good question, Tim.
There's not a chance in hell I know who it is.
Did you know the?
I actually knew about, but I play a lot of fantasy baseball, so I do follow it. But still, these guys pop up, and I'm like, wonder if they'd be even able to pitch for the Memphis Redbirds. Jackson's pulling up his data. Let's see what the guy's saying on Instagram about this guy for $2 a month.
The guy's 1-0 with a 0 ERA and 11 Ks.
Ooh.
Paul Blackburn.
Oh yeah, Southside Seaman might go pick him up. God, I really should. Matt's pitching for the Cardinals. Let me see if he's available in our league.
No way. There's no Cardinals ever available.
Doug owns him. Doug Vaughn's an owner.
That's
of Paul
the least
Blackburn.
Surprising thing I've ever heard.
Why is that?
Doug, he's a home guy, hometown guy.
Okay. I didn't think I could lose more respect for Jackson, but yet here we are. That's from the 636.
I always surprise you. Keep you on your toes. Listen, there's
Jackson.
People spend
hey,
way
you guys
worse
listen
than
to 101. That guy who hates hockey was given out a play today. Oh, where did he get the information? Guy who pays $2 a month on Instagram.
You should have seen his.
What's the play? Is it the Cardinals and the under? No, it's the Royals and White Sox. First game of a doubleheader. The over-under is half for the first inning. Take the under.
Take the under. The college football and NFL numbers speak for themselves for this guy. I'm riding. He's red hot. I haven't placed a bet in since the UConn-Purdue National Championship.
Oh, yeah? What were you on?
I was on, what a hit. UConn minus 3.5 in the first half and the under in the first half, both covered by half a point.
And that's why your roll is flush.
That, yeah, that actually is.
All right. Jackson's giving out a play. I got to go check the wind in Oakland. The Hawk can be up in the bay. The Hawk can be up in the bay. Got wind in St. Louis like the Dickens.
Anytime they hit a ball to the outfield, the Coliseum.
70 degrees wind blowing in from center field.
No, I'm just sniffing. Anytime someone hits a deep ball in the outfield, it looks like it needs to go another 200 feet to leave the yard.
Isn't that the truth?
It looks so cavernous.
I think it's
out there.
The dimensions of the whole yard. I think that's the issue with it. All right. Well, I'm firing the bankroll on the under of the White Sox Royals half first inning.
Yeah, you'll either be excited or brutally disappointed.
Well, that's the way that it works.
Quite early. I like that play though.
Yeah, it's a real dopamine play. all right. There's Jackson's dopamine play of the day, and you got it for free, even though he pays $2 for it on Instagram to a guy named Bear Down.
Yeah, Bear Down.
Okay, I'm going to go see what this guy's up to. More of the Little Piddles Wide Berth Wednesday, and maybe somebody's going to get $35 from my ever-dwindling Venmo for a deep dive topic. 314-399-9646. This program is called Balloon Party, and it's on 101 ESPN.
We're right back to the Balloon Party on the Tim McKernan Podcast. Presented by Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers on 101 ESPN.
I got to tell you, I had to run the little wizard's room during the commercial break, so I'm just glancing now at the Air Comfort Service text line, Jackson.
Uh-huh.
We got some worthy deep dive topics.
All right.
Yeah. So I'll take the next commercial break to potentially pick one and Venmo $35 to the selected winner. But you feel bullish on this Little Piddles Wide Berth Wednesday, so let's see where this goes.
All right. I guess we are now 3 weeks into the season because Thursday will be an off day. So I guess after today's game, it'll be 3 weeks into the season. Got a little Pills survey here.
Oh.
Kind of take the temperature of the discourse around the Cardinals right now.
Okay.
How would you grade the starting pitching in 2024 based upon your preseason expectations? F through A scale. A through F, some call it.
I would go B.
Yeah, I'd say that was going to be mine. Same question as above, but with the offense.
I would go D.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, I'm giving the right answer. You're giving me right answers.
I wrote down what I also thought.
Is that right?
And D, I got B for the starting pitching and D.
Okay. We're on the same page.
I was in between B and B plus for the starting pitching.
Yeah, that's where I was. And I was thinking C minus. D range.
It's D because you're not getting anything else.
The Cardinals are now 500. Everybody in the National League Central is 500 or better. The Cardinals are actually in last place. I mean, I realize we're 18 games into the campaign, so you know you get a picture of where things are. But when it comes to offense here, the Cardinals have scored a grand total of 67 runs, and only seven teams in baseball have scored fewer. And only two teams in the National League have scored fewer, the Phillies and the Nationals. Cardinals are at 67 runs. The White Sox, they who will not be scoring a run in the first inning today, according to Bear Claws.
Bear Down. Bear Down, guys.
On Instagram, have played 16 games and they're averaging 2.1 runs per game. Sweet mother of mercy, they've scored 34 runs. You want to talk about an operation? Keep an eye on that Southside situation.
I have some friends who are diehard Southside fans.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You cite me as a Northside guy.
Most of my friends from Chicago are definitely Cub fans, but there's a healthy percentage of White Sox fans too, and they are going through it. If you think the Cardinals season has been tough offensively, the White Sox has been much, much worse.
I'll tell you what's rough is former Cardinal Skip Schumacher's start to his campaign, 4-14.
Yeah, did you see? I think you were out, but they announced that over the winter that they will not be picking up his club option and that they obviously can re-sign him as manager after 2024, but he is not locked in for 2025. And that came out after their 0-9 start.
Had to be a nice lift to the season. St. Louis and fire up CB. Jake Berger went on the IL with an oblique.
Yeah, they got like four starting pitchers out, including
Alcantara. And their best pitcher they sent back down to the minors.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
super weird.
It's more Marlins talk coming up throughout the day here on 101 ESPN.
Survey continues. Of the players who are struggling, or who you deem struggling right now, who do you think has the best chance of turning it around?
It's a good question. I like that question. We'll see what the people think on that. What do you think in the listening audience? 314-399-9646. And in the YouTube chat, what do you think on that? Boy, keep going back to Jordan Walker being concerned. I hate that, but because I really want to see it turn around. Your leading OPS on the Cardinals at the moment is Wilson Contreras. He's at 889, wins at 886. I would probably short that stock in the sense, not that I'm saying he's going to fall off, but I just think it's probably going to regress, is what I'm saying. I mean, the ones that stand out that are egregious are your two main guys. So I'll go Goldschmidt.
I was in between.
It's just
Goldie
like it has to, and he has a track record of having rough early portions of the season in his career. But it's not like he finished real strong or had a real strong 2023. And if you remember, he didn't finish real strong in 2022. So it's just got to improve. Yeah. So if you're looking at it, it's kind of like how you buy a stock. You go, well, the stock's probably bottomed out, so it doesn't mean that I think it's going to kill it. I just think it's going to have some growth. So it's got to be Goldschmidt. That's where I am. What's your answer, sweet prince of White Sox knowledge?
I was in between Goldie and Arenado, and honestly, up until Arenado's home run against Arizona, I would have been all day on Goldie because I would have thought Arenado just has something totally wrong with him. That swing on the home run he hit against Arizona looked like the Nolan Arenado of old, so I'm going to go Arenado because if he can find that, I think he's back in business. Now, it's interesting what you said about Walker there, Tim. Mm-hmm. I was listening to Derek Gould and his podcast, and he made a comparison to him and Aaron Judge, not based on prowess, but size, of both taller, bigger gentlemen. And Aaron Judge, at a similar age to Jordan Walker, had to go through a swing adjustment to get right and find how he can access all that power, except he was doing it in college. You may remember Aaron Judge didn't start in the majors till 26. Mm-hmm. So he was doing it against college pitching while Walker is doing it against the best pitching in all of baseball. And I thought that was an interesting thing to maybe hold out hope that Walker can find it through swing adjustments. We saw him go through a swing adjustment last year.
Yeah.
So that's I'm hopeful. And that leads perfectly into the next question on the survey, which is of the young players who are struggling, who do you think has the best chance to turn it up a little bit?
Oh, Jackson. I mean, I guess it's got to be Walker. Again, it's for the but it's the same reasoning as Goldschmidt, because Walker is the one that's right above Goldschmidt. He's at 556 OPS. For the record, for those who enjoy batting averages, Goldschmidt's hitting .190 and Walker's hitting .184. So logic dictates that they're not going to hit that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Totally.
So like Mason Wynn on the other side, doesn't mean I'm down on Mason Wynn. I'm looking at it through the lens of math, which I know is incredibly boring, but that's how I answer your question.
Sure.
He's hitting 362. And he ain't going to hit 362. Right. So that's why I would short that play. Nolan Gorman's at 203 with a 662 OPS. He has three home runs. Two of them came in, I think they all came in back-to-back days, if memory serves,
yeah.
Right? Boy, the Jordan Walker thing, that's gotta get going. Mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about with the swing change, but that's gotta get going.
Yeah.
And I would take Jordan Walker just from a pure mathematical standpoint, even though he is 9-49 with no home runs and 15 total bases.
Not to mention, if Jordan Walker is to get going, what that does for the engagement of the fan base and the excitement levels. Like, that's the guy who you really want to play well, because that's the future. And you got a star on your hands like that, sky's the limit. Yeah, I would say Gorman, just based on power. Like, I think when the weather warms up, he'll hopefully be able to get the ball flying more, because that's what you need out of that guy. You need
Gorman's
power.
Gorman's a 662 OPS at the moment, and Walker's at 556 for the record.
Yeah.
All right, 10:30 in St. Louis. We're halfway through today's edition of Balloon Party. I'm going to go looking at these deep dive texts, and maybe somebody's about to get $35 in their Venmo. 314-399-9646. I'll take a look. Maybe there's a deep dive, but this little Piddles Wednesday, wide berth Wednesday, is strong to quite strong.
Yeah, I haven't cracked the surface on some of the macro topics.
Oh, wow. Maybe I'll save $35 today. But if there's a great deep dive.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm going there. This is Balloon Party 101 ESPN.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
We're right back to the Balloon Party on the Tim McKernan Podcast. Presented by Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers on 101 ESPN.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Balloon Party 101 ESPN. The program is driven by Munganess, St. Louis Acura, Munganess, Burkhardt, Alton Toyota. Looks like a beautiful day in the St. Louis area as I take a gander to the south on Olive in Creve Coeur, Missouri. Skies are blue with winds apparently somewhat substantial out of the west, Jackson. A glorious day for the Cardinals and A's to play in Oakland, California. The final time we'll see the St. Louis Cardinals play in the East Bay.
Wind is whipping today. I mean, you can see by the trees, Tim. Windy, windy. Hawk, hawk, hawk.
Jackson, I'm going to judge whether or not I go deep diving based on this next question of the Little Piddles Wide Berth Wednesday.
All right. Moving off of the survey that we talked about.
Always such a long, unnecessary pause in between questions. I wonder why that is.
Deciding where to go with this.
Okay.
Let's stick with the Cardinals.
Good.
Today on TMA, we discussed the great Whitey Herzog.
Mm-hmm.
We also discussed some bad trades from the 80s. That theme, along with some great ones, don't get me wrong, has continued to mar times. Let's say the Cardinals are playing in the J. Randolph Jr. Fan Page Club Championship and they get three mulligans.
Nice.
Three mulligans across time on trades that they can get back.
Wow, look at this guy. Look at this Jackson Burkett. He's got his own deep dive.
Yeah, and also discuss the dominoes around it that could have changed the course of history with the organization, all things considered, full stop.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, as you know, I speak on the Cardinals, you always say infallibly, and I appreciate that. So you're going all time?
All time.
Now, my memory starts in 1982.
All right, let's go from there. We'll go.
Okay, because if you're going to include it, then you're going to go, the people who are a little older are going to immediately, I imagine, be texting in.
Carlton.
Steve Carlton.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Let's go 80. Let's go Whitey era to now. So
well,
I guess
82
80.
Is not Whitey era. 80 is Whitey era.
Right. So, okay, we'll go.
Hey, it's your question, and you know what you are? You're a prince. So do whatever the prince wants to do.
All right, we'll go 44 years.
80. Because Doug was adamant about the trades with the Brewers, in which the Cardinals traded away Pete Vukovich, who started, I believe, game one of that 82 World Series, and Raleigh Fingers for David Green, and who's probably better known for smoking cigarettes at Redbird Lanes than his play with the Cardinals. At least he was in my circle of friends, because as you might imagine, we were a group of street toughs who patronized Redbird Lane.
Yeah.
And Dave LaPointe. And what was the other trade that he's... Oh, Keith Hernandez. Oh,
yeah, yep.
Now, Neil Allen, for my money, should have won the Cy Young while with the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
However, he didn't because he was terrible. Meanwhile, Keith Hernandez went on and won a World Series, became a god in Queens, and then got to appear on Seinfeld. And now is on the New York Mets broadcast team, which is an outstanding broadcast team, by the by.
Gary Cohen.
So those two would be ones that would be obvious.
Yeah. Modern times, the Marcelo Ozuna trade, no Alcantara, no Zach Allen.
That's got to be there. That, yeah.
I think if you asked Cardinals
Here's
front office
the thing.
Now,
I mean, obviously, I was doing the show then, and when it happened, all I know about that time is that the Cardinals wanted Yelich the most. They could get Stanton, except Stanton didn't want to come here, and they were told they couldn't have Yelich, and so it's like, okay, we'll take Ozuna. And then, as it turns out, it becomes something that is just a mess. So that's where I am. Let me see. I think that's... I feel like I'm missing an obvious one, though. And that's what's bothering
probably
me.
Probably not one, though, from like the 2000 to maybe 2015. Like, probably the pretty infallible, you talk about infallible, off-season and trade moves. I mean, granted, you have Albert Pujols on the team, Yadi, Bueno. It's going to be Chris Carpenter.
I don't know because he's a... I don't know if he's going to beat out those, but this Arozarena thing, you know, he's already close to 30, so it's a little different deal, but still. The issue with the Arozarena deal, I don't think it's going to pass those. It's tough for me, again, because you know, really banged me by starting in 1980, really kind of against the unwritten rules of, what is this called? Yuppie and the douchebag?
That's right. Amongst other names.
Right. That I can't really speak effectively to the Pete Vukovic era. But the reason Arozarena was traded is so
right. If it was just petty, like a baseball move,
right.
It's one thing.
If somebody would have accidentally had Randy Arozarena's phone in Atlanta that day, he'd still be here.
Yeah. And how different the outfield would look right now.
So that's tough. And they can say it had nothing to do with it. I got to tell you on that one, I'm against that all day long. So, yeah, when you start talking about that, I had a weird situation when I was doing television. I was sitting, and it was at the old Busch Stadium, so it had to be like 2004 or 5. And I'm sitting next to a guy who I knew him as the power-hitting first baseman of the New York Yankees in Major League.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Boy, he was mean.
You know who that was?
The actor or like the guy's name in the... Was he a former baseball player?
Yeah, he's Pete Vukovic.
Oh, how do you like that?
Right.
What an era.
And I'm sitting next to him, and I didn't necessarily know him, again, because it kind of predates me. And we got to talking. There was kind of like this area for like ne'er-do-wells such as myself that didn't really count, but it counted because you're in the press box. But like the real people, like Bernie Miklas and Rick Hummel, were down low, ne'er-do-wells up high. Pete Vukovic, I think, was scouting for somebody. And we got to talking baseball, and I'm sure he could tell I played at Afton. And he said, hey, you going to go down and see Tony after the game? I said, yeah. And he goes, here. And he wrote a little note and handed it to me to be messenger boy, like I was the drug mule of the press box.
You and Neil Shipley.
Yeah, I was about to say, Shipley gets a note from Tiger Woods on the 8th at Augusta. I get a note from Pete Vukovic in the ne'er-do-well section of the press box. And then Martin Kilcoyne has a wonderful impression of Tony La Russa, as you may know. Oh, Ask Tony, a signature of the early portions of what is now known as TMA, but then was the Morning Grind. And in one of his parts of the impression is this Tony La Russa high-pitched laugh, which would come out of nowhere. And so I didn't look at the note. I really didn't.
Yeah.
And we got done with, you know, they were playing the Pirates, so they won. And I said, I don't know what this is, but, you know, Pete Vukovic handed it to me to give it to you. And he looks at me like, you know, because he's already kind of suspect of my song and dance anyway.
Now you're passing notes.
Now I'm passing notes. Was it Clue Hayward? Was that his name in Major League?
That sounds right. Clue. That's what a great baseball villain name.
And he goes, He goes, you know, Vukovic, I think I could really pitch. So yeah, it kind of predates me. And he looked at me like, predates you? How's that possible? But alas, I was a young tyke.
Yeah, for sure. Know?
I think I like the list that we have.
Yeah.
Let's see if we got.
It spans across eras. You know, it's not just focused on one particular area.
Zach Gallen, he has a theory on why he got traded. I listened to that interview.
Yeah,
I think it was on a golf podcast I listened to, Subpar.
Yeah, with the fall league thing or the fall camp.
With Colton Ost.
Yeah.
I listen to the podcast regularly. And so, yeah, I'm like, oh, Zach Gallen. And now he's talking about the Cardinals. And yeah, like the fall league thing. And he grew up a Cardinal fan too.
Such a shame.
Which is kind of random because I think he's a Jersey guy. Hmm. Not a Mets or Phillies or Yankees fan.
Right.
And he's like, okay, I mean, if you're going to trade me away because the fall league thing, all right. And then now we got this going on. What a mess.
It's almost like the Cardinals sometimes need like... whenever they're like a little upset with a player's behavior, maybe take 48 hours and really think it through before you make a big move.
Like I said, I don't know if the Arozarena one will go down with those three, but, and I'm sure, like I said, I still think I'm missing an obvious one.
I haven't seen one.
Yeah, I know. So it kind of makes me feel good, but the reasoning for it is just so tilting. And that's the part that I have a tough time with. He talked about it on the Foul Territory podcast. All right. I knew I had seen it recently, Zach Gallen. But I think he might have talked about it with those guys because he's an Arizona guy and those guys are out of Scottsdale. But anyway, either way, point is, yes, you're correct. That's from... this is one of those things where I'm used to reading text names on TMA, but sometimes people use their Google work accounts. It's like Great Bape Auto Detailing.
Right. But he's embracing it.
So I'm not going to read your company's name unless you want me to. I'm happy to. All right, we'll take a break. Final segment of Balloon Party coming your way. This is Balloon Party driven by Mungin S. St. Louis Acura, Mungin S. Burkhardt, Alton Toyota on 120 Speed.
We're right back to the Balloon Party on the Tim McKernan Podcast. Presented by Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers on 101 ESPN.
Welcome back. This is Balloon Party, final segment for the day. Jackson, I've got this. It's April 17th, 2024. How are you going to finish strong with this little Piddles Wide Berth Wednesday?
Sure. Macro topics.
It's macro season.
Conan O'Brien is currently going through a rediscovery or reaffirmation of his greatness following an outstanding interview on the show Hot Ones.
Right. Melissa Stratton's ex.
Huge recommendation for fans if you've liked Conan before.
I enjoyed the Sidney Sweeney episode.
Yeah, it was a good one.
I've seen the Conan O'Brien tail end.
The last 8 minutes are about as funny as that show's ever been. First, I want to say that I've always loved Conan and thought even on TBS he brought the heat night in and night out. But I want to bring this to sports and ask about who is a player, it can be local or not, who was overlooked during their player days and deserves a Conan-like reappreciation.
Oh, I like this question. Now, I know you got to get on the phone to get James Carlton on, but can you give me a couple that you're thinking of?
Sure. One I referenced yesterday, Steven Jackson, played for really bad Rams team.
I think your recollection of the way Steven Jackson was quote-unquote appreciated in St. Louis differs from my experience in hosting shows while he was
in St. Louis. I was very young when he was.
And you can imagine what it was like.
Yeah. Yes, I can.
Who else are you thinking?
Not local, and you bet your sweet ass it's the NBA. Pau Gasol. Like,
Pau Gasol take comes in at 10:54.
Listen, I'll
be... Time check brought to you by Clarkson Jewelers.
I'll be brief here. Incredible, you know, Robin to Kobe's Batman for all those championships. And in a very serious way, like, ever since Kobe has died, he has taken incredible care, always there for Kobe's young daughters, and been there for his wife, and has been, like, an incredible part of their lives as, like, a brother to Kobe. And anytime I see like Pau Gasol hanging out with his daughters, taking them to do stuff, or they're seen together at games with Vanessa Bryant, it like really warms my heart because that's like a real friendship that only kind of sports can engineer. And so I hope people, because he's an outstanding player, but like what he's done in his post-career for Kobe's family is incredible. So Pau Gasol.
This is a great one here, and I'm not agreeing or disagreeing on the Pau Gasol one because I know you have a greater appreciation for the association. Jay Bouwmeester. Mm-hmm. That might be...
It's a great
call. I don't know if there can be a better answer in recent St. Louis sports history because truly, as this texter noted, 314, Jay Bo was hated for so long until the cup run and now everyone loves him. And there's almost a domino effect of his... greatness probably isn't the right word, but his value, I think that's the word, his value to the team and how it's one of those things that when it's not there, that's when you have a greater appreciation for it. It was Colton Parayko. So along those lines, I think that maybe, because that's a guy, man, I'm telling you, pre-19, when you were talking about, I guess, you know, Parayko certainly was the guy. I guess Kyrou is now the guy. The hate was directed toward Jay Bouwmeester. Mm-hmm. That was the guy on the Blues for a number of years. And, you know, they really hadn't had a goaltender establish himself before January of 2019 with Jordan Binnington. But if you're taking it away from the goaltender turnstile, it was Jay Bouwmeester. So that's a nice, nice play. That's a good play there to the 314. Tip of the cap on that one, because I think that's, you know, Cardinal-wise, I don't know on that, because I feel like the Cardinals players usually get love, even if they deserve some criticism, and it's either the manager or the general manager who gets the hate. It's a weird deal here in St. Louis that the players, I feel like, somehow don't get as much criticism as the manager or the GM or even the owner, for that matter. So in other words, I'm saying Cardinal players, I think, already experience a great deal of overappreciation or lack of criticism. In the case of Bouwmeester, it was a lot of negativity. Furthermore, the Cardinals have been so damn good for so long up until last year that it's tough to find a year in which people are just hating on somebody. So last year, who caught hate? Mozeliak and Marmol, to me, I mean, that's...
Yeah.
You know, definitely. I don't know. I mean, it wasn't Goldschmidt and Arnaut. People are like, oh, they're having an off year, but they're going to bounce back. Miles Michaelis had a down year. I don't know if he'll, you know, years from now, people be looking back and going, oh, Miles Michaelis. I don't know.
It's tough. Like, I was going to say, like, somebody like David Eckstein, but he's forever memorialized because he won the World Series MVP.
So I don't know. I like trying to think of a card. Jay Bouwmeester is absolutely the answer on the Blues. That's a great answer. But I don't know on the Cardinals. Somebody sent in Tyler O'Neill. I don't think so.
His issues were always injury based.
Yeah. Matt Carpenter. I think the dislike for Matt Carpenter, though, is more about the extension.
Yeah.
But that wasn't Matt Carpenter's fault.
They put the offer in front of him.
Right. He's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to turn down this.
I remember, and he might be listening. It was weird because we owned a business together, Jim Edmonds, Inside STL. He owned part of Inside STL at the time. And I said, I got to be honest with you. Where'd this extension come from? He goes, I wasn't really expecting it. I go, well, I got to go on the radio and I got to say, I think doesn't make sense for the Cardinals. He goes, well, do what you got to do. I go, okay, I'm just going to tell you. I mean, I know we're in business together, but I think it's stupid. So, you know, he goes, okay, fair enough. You know, I'm going to change my pay. let's see, Edgar Renteria. I don't know on that. I think Edgar Renteria was appreciated.
It's tough.
I mean,
for
Tony Russo went out of his way to call him the captain.
Yeah.
But I mean, hey, that's the Cardinals appreciate him. Maybe not the fans. Either way, it's 10:59 and I got to go. Time for us to go. BK and Ferrario are up next. For Jackson Burkett, I'm Tim McKernan. This has been Balloon Party on 101 ESPN.
You've been listening to The Balloon Party on the Tim McKernan Podcast. Presented by Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers on 101 ESPN.